Fellow Americans and all those that love God and liberty listening in around the world tonight, welcome back to the Officer Jack McLam program, coming to you from the high Rocky Mountains of Idaho County, Idaho, USA. Well, my goodness gracious, what a day we've had today. I like this evening program because we can talk about a little bit of what went on here at our two police and military associations when I get up on the air. And we've had an interesting day here. We've had a call from a soldier who doesn't want to go to war in Iraq. He is one of the most knowledgeable soldiers I've ever heard of. He knows all about the Illuminati. He knows about the corruption within the crime families that run the governments of the world today. And I mean to tell you, the man is knowledgeable, and he doesn't want to fight in this Antichrist world government army that the Bush crime family is establishing in the Middle East over there. He sees nothing whatsoever. I asked him, and he said that he has nothing whatsoever to show that we're over there for any American purpose whatsoever, any benefit to America. And he knows about the real reasons we're over there, which have nothing to do with America or fighting terrorism. And he and I agreed that what we're doing over there is causing America to be in more jeopardy against terrorism by Arabs that had no intention of terrorizing America, but because we're going over there taking over nation after nation after nation and taking over their natural resources, setting up permanent military bases and setting up these puppet governments and turning the control over basically to Israel behind the scenes. He says we're in more jeopardy in America of terrorism because we're doing these things than ever before. So as I say, he called and we talked for some time. And he wanted to know what would be his approach to saying no to being sent over to Iraq. And so we talked for some time. And I hear the break music coming up. We'll be back in just a minute. And I'll tell you about this young man and tell you about a caller that's on the line today to talk about his sheriff. We'll be right back in a minute with our caller, too. So stay tuned for more after this break.
Want to look good and feel great? Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? Well, there are things you can do and natural products available that are strong and safer than harsh synthetics. Rediscover ancient secrets with therapeutic grade A essential oils. The molecular structure of essential oils is highly oxygenating in nature, increasing vitality and energy to the body. Our essential oils and supplements are all natural and absolutely pure to help you discover optimal health, essential nutrition, emotional well-being, and effective weight management. Whether using our products or looking for a home-based business, you'll be glad you contacted us by calling 1-800-993-OILS. Therapeutic-grade essential oils are emerging as the missing link to modern medicine. That's 1-800-993-6457. You can also visit our website at www.naturesoils.org. That's www.naturesoils.org. Would you like to have an income regardless of the economic situation, which few trade people have considered? The art of knife sharpening is a skill that will never disappear and will always be in demand. Whether you have a place of business and just want to add to your income, or would like to travel servicing restaurants, barbershops, or a variety of businesses in need of sharpening tools, you're always guaranteed an income with repetitive business. Learn how to become a successful grindsman. It's easy to learn with our portable Grambo sharpening system. Travel anywhere you desire. Purchase the training manual for only $30, and it'll be applied toward your purchase of the Grambo sharpening system. America has become a service-oriented rather than a manufacturing or even high-tech economy. Take advantage of the situation and become a professional grindsman. It's easy to learn. Start on a shoestring with the overwhelming amount of business out there. Now is the best time to start. Call today for more information. You can enjoy the good life. Call now, 512-297-3152. That's 512-297-3152.
Looking for a quality shortwave radio without spending hundreds of dollars? The Sanjian 505P shortwave radio is the answer. Featuring continuous tuning for all shortwave frequencies utilizing direct keypad tuning. Dual conversion improves shortwave image for better shortwave reception. Single sideband allows for reception of upper and lower sideband signals. Other features include 45 station memory, auto preset system, auto memory scan, tone controls, dual time display, and adjustable sleep timers. Included accessories, the AMT60 portable shortwave antenna, AC adapter, stereo earbuds, and a soft-sided carrying case. Also, a one-year full factory warranty on parts and labor. All this for only $139. Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Call today.
The Officer Jack McLam program, folks. I'm that old cop retired up here in the great Rocky Mountains of Idaho, and it's good to be back with you tonight on the wonderful Republic Broadcasting Network. And once again, I just wanted to end in saying that we're just thrilled here to be at our headquarters for two police and military associations and hear from our brothers and sisters in uniform. And we're just thrilled to hear that more and more of our brothers and sisters in uniform are awakening to the fact that they don't want to serve as a mercenary in these wars for oil and wars for Israel and wars for establishing a UN beachhead in these countries and setting up these puppet governments. And that's wonderful because, you know, if somebody had shared the information, the truth with me, at 17 years of age, before I signed up to go to Vietnam, I would have appreciated it, but I didn't know anything. Just like the young people, this one that called today, I'll call him R.L., who's going to need our help, folks, it sounds like, because he's going to go in. He's in the National Guard right now, and I don't want to give away any of his information, but we'll probably have him on the radio, and he's going to be standing up and saying no to this kind of treachery and this nation-destroying missions that we're on. And so I will say this. If you would say a prayer for R.L. in the National Guard, he's going to need it. because the whole force of the American system is going to descend upon him, just like our dear brother Kevin Benderman. We'll talk about Kevin Benderman in a few minutes here, but we're going to go to our caller. But let me set the stage first before our caller comes on. This morning I had on my radio show, I had a sheriff. I had a sheriff on my radio program who is standing up and speaking out for God and country and for the Lord Jesus Christ. And boy, he's getting in all kinds of trouble. And Thursday night he'll be on with us on this broadcast, so we can look forward to that. But we are also, his name's Mac Holcomb, and he's from Alabama. He's in Alabama, and he knows the Supreme Court justice there more, and is going to help him run for governor down there. But Sheriff Mac Holcomb will be with us Thursday night. He's a great sheriff, kind of sheriff any of us would love to have in our community, that say no to tyranny brought into his county by the federal government. And so you're going to love Mac Holcomb Thursday night. But let's go now to one of our dear friends and listeners on the line right now. I don't know the name, and he wants to tell us a little story about his local sheriff. Who's on the line there, Paul?
This is Mike from Cheyenne, Wyoming.
Hi, Mike from Cheyenne, Wyoming. Welcome to the Officer Jack McLam program.
Thanks, Jack. This is an honor to even talk to you.
Well, thank you so much. That's nice of you.
Well, we've had a problem with the IRS around here, and one of the things I've done is I've got on the radio twice and told people there is no law requiring you to file pay or keep records and all that stuff.
Uh-huh.
And that is an hour each on two different shows, and I got visited by two special agents.
Oh, boy.
And they wanted to have a meeting with me. So I got the meeting set up because I know the sheriff. So we had the meeting down at the sheriff's office, and I had my business partner, who's an attorney, and several other witnesses.
Very good. Very smart.
I had my IRS code book there, and he said he was investigating me for tax evasion. And so I opened it up to liability for taxes and shoved it toward him and said, show me what tax I'm evading. And his answer was, I'm not here to answer your questions, I'm here to ask them.
Yeah.
So I said, well, how could you be investigating me for tax evasion if you can't show me the tax I'm evading? And it went downhill for him from there on. And it was an hour and a 15-minute meeting, and pretty well blew him away as far as all that stuff goes.
Uh-huh.
But what happened was I heard about you on Debbie Kidd.
Yeah.
On her website. So I sent for the sheriff's video.
Good.
And then your organization sent the letter to my sheriff, and I got a letter and the video. And I asked the sheriff if he received them, and he said yes. Well, there's been a lot of people around in my county that have had problems with the IRS, and they've come to me, and I've been able to fix their problems. Well, just in about the last 4 weeks, there was a guy that came to me, and he's a subcontractor under a construction company called Rocking K. And the IRS, a guy from the local IRS office here named Thomas Patras, sent a notice of levy to this guy I know. And they didn't send it to him. They sent it to the contractor. And it was for $19,805. And what the deal was what it's done is it's ruined a relationship between the two. This construction company doesn't owe any money to this guy right now, so the IRS can't get anything. So he came to me, showed me the notice levy, and I pointed out to him that it starts with paragraph B, and it's not signed, and it's phony, and all this stuff. And so we went down to the sheriff's department to talk to the sheriff and showed him this, and then I pointed out that it's under 6331 on the back side of it, which is paragraph B, seizure and sale of property. Is in 6331 is actually under Title 27, not Title 26. Title 26 is Internal Revenue. Title 27 is Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms. Well, I pointed out all the fraud, the parallel table of authorities, the whole bit, and at one point the sheriff says, maybe we should get this guy down here and have a talk with him. I said, Danny, if it were me, if I were the sheriff, I would call him up right now and say, I have all this stuff in front of me, and it looks like you're involved in maybe extortion and fraud. You need to come down to my office, and if you don't, I'll put a warrant out for your arrest. He says, well, let me talk to the county attorney. Well, just today.
Oh, boy. Yeah.
I knew that was a red flag right there.
Right.
So just today, I called him up and I said, did you talk to the county attorney? He says, yes. And he said to stay out of it, that this is a federal thing, and that you need to talk to the attorney general.
Yeah.
So I'm wondering, well, what did we elect a sheriff for? Now, I really don't know if you elect a county attorney. I don't remember in any ballot that I've ever voted on that you elect a county attorney. I'm just wondering where the county attorney comes in.
Well, here in our county and in Arizona, we elect county attorneys, so I'm a little surprised that you don't elect them there.
You know, I don't remember doing that.
In many counties, we do.
Mm.
Yeah.
So what would you do in this situation where the sheriff won't act, even though I showed him this is all based in fraud and extortion, and they're trying to use Title 27 to enforce Title 26?
Yeah.
What would you do next?
Well, I would put him in contact. Watch that video again and get the names of the sheriffs on there that are speaking, that have set up federal compliance offices in their sheriff's departments, and get him to network with these guys. We also have a sheriff in, I think it's Wyoming.
Dave Mattis?
Dave Mattis, who he needs to network with.
Well, he knows Dave Mattis. He told me he's met Dave Mattis.
Oh, okay. Well, Dave will tell him right now you can't let the county attorney run the sheriff's office. You know, there's two different offices there, and the county attorney is a government agent, federal government agent, matter of fact, state federal government agent, and they're members of the bar, so they're in the judiciary system, and they shouldn't be running the sheriff's department.
That's the way I look at it, too.
Dave Mattis will tell him that, and so will the other sheriff. I can't think of his name right now in the video. There's two other sheriffs in the video.
Mm-hmm.
And he needs to talk to these guys, because if he's going to let the county attorney and the attorney general run his office, why is he even there?
Well, that brings me to question that if he's not going to uphold the Constitution of Wyoming and the United States, as he took an oath to do, what does it take to become a sheriff? Is it possible I could become a sheriff?
Well, certainly, if you can get the votes.
Well, but do I need law enforcement training before I even try?
No, you certainly don't. It's just that the people are so unfamiliar with what is necessary to be a sheriff that the sad thing is, Mike, is that if a federal officer retires, like we had in Phoenix, Arizona, our sheriff there is 33 years as a government agent, a federal DEA agent, toughest sheriff in the West. He came on the circuit during the campaign for sheriff. And here you have Mike up there, and you put your resume out for the people to see in a flyer.
Yeah.
And somebody like this 33-year DEA agent put his resume out.
I don't look very good.
The resume blows you away, Mike.
Exactly.
In the eyes of the people, they think a guy that's been fighting drugs or fighting in the FBI or something, or state police, been there 30 years, they're going to vote for him because they don't know. But the worst thing they could ever do for a sheriff is vote for a person with a long, long government agent background, because they're still a government agent even when they retire.
Mm-hmm.
And when the feds come to town, they serve coffee and donuts and just give them the keys to the county.
Mm-hmm.
It's very sad when people elect these old-timey government agents, because we just did that in Idaho County here. We just replaced a wonderful lady who was standing up for the people's constitutional rights. And we just replaced her, and now we have, on the county commissioner's office, we got two retired government agents, you know. And so it worries me, because for 24 years, even longer than that, when I was in law enforcement, I've seen these government agents take on these positions of power in the county. And when the feds come to town or the state police come down, they just sit back, serve coffee and donuts, and let them do anything they want to do.
Yes.
Now, that doesn't mean these two guys in Idaho County will do that or any place else, but there's a high probability they will do that because it's in their blood. You know? Mike, hang on. We'll talk after the break. Can you hang on?
You betcha.
Okay, we'll be back, folks, with more of the Officer Jack McLamb program after the break. Stay tuned.
Do you want to plant a garden that just keeps on giving year after year? Then visit the Ark Institute and find out about their all-natural vegetable seeds. Now, these aren't hybrids. They're not genetically engineered. They're the real thing. And you'll grow the best produce you've ever grown. Not only that, you can save seeds from this year's garden and plant them next year. Now, here's the deal. The Ark Institute is offering Republic listeners free shipping on their complete collection of 40 non-hybrid heirloom seeds, plus their best-selling gardening how-to manual, Build Your Ark. A complete family food security package is just $99, and remember, shipping is free. Oh, you'll have enough for canning and freezing and fresh eating and some seeds for next year. Now that is food security. Call the Ark Institute, 1-800-255-1912. That's 1-800-255-1912. Or visit arkinstitute.com. Do it today.
For over 5,000 years, gold has been the only true money in this world. And Republic Broadcasting has found the company you need to protect yourself against financial insecurity.
Ladies and gentlemen, John Stadtmiller here, and yes, I did find the company you need to protect yourself against financial insecurity. With the help of my good friend Robbie Noel, we've started Republic Trading Group, a company dedicated to serving RBN listeners with the best service available.
That's right, John. For the first time, Republic listeners can now buy with confidence. By eliminating the middleman and working with one of the oldest and most respected distributors of numismatic coins in the United States, we can now guarantee that within 24 hours of cleared funds, you will receive a tracking number so you can see exactly when your order arrives. It's that easy. No fuss, no hassle.
For more information, call 1-800-691-7898. 1-800-691-7898.
You have heard it said, coffee is not good for you. Well, the secret of Asia has finally arrived in America. Gano Cafe, a healthy coffee, gives you energy and vigor, increases your focus and mental clarity. Gano Cafe helps the body heal itself, strengthen the immune system, and waste elimination for detoxification. If you're a coffee drinker, you won't believe the wonderful taste of this coffee. Ganoderma, commonly known as the reishi mushroom, has been utilized in Chinese medicine for over 2,000 years. Also known as the longevity herb and miraculous king of herbs, it's more powerful than ginseng and has much lower caffeine and acid. For all our products or to join us on our wellness journey to Manzanillo, Mexico in February, go to healthycoffeeonline.com or call 1-888-841-6055. Again, 1-888-841-6055.
Okay, folks, we're back. This is that old cop, Jack McGlam, and we're on with Mike from Wyoming, and he's got a situation that isn't unusual, sadly. And that is that the sheriff doesn't know his duties, powers, and responsibilities. And that's not unusual. And sadly, Mike, when they send these sheriffs off to the police, the FBI Academy, they get schmoozed over there for a week, and they teach them how when the feds come to town, if they just bow and scrape and serve coffee and donuts, they'll get tanks and helicopters. And
so they actually send the sheriff to a...
I didn't know that. Yeah, the sheriff usually will accept the invitation to go to the FBI Academy, and that's where he learns about all the federal grants he'll get, and all the he'll get a tank and a helicopter and all that neat military stuff that he's probably always wanted since a little boy, if he just allows the feds to do whatever they're going to do when they come in the county. So he needs to get a hold of Kenneth Jones, the sheriff in Nevada. I think it's Eureka County.
Well, would it be better if I got a hold of Kenneth Jones and had him call Dan?
Yeah, you might talk to Kenneth. You might call him and tell him what the situation is. I wouldn't get into all the details, but I'd tell him that he's letting the county attorney decide on what he should do and what he shouldn't do involving the feds and so forth. And the county attorney is not going to stick his head up against the IRS. You can better believe that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he's a member of the judiciary, and he's going to uphold, feds coming in doing anything they want to. The county attorney usually will do that because he's in that national or international Lawyers Club, you know.
Mm-hmm. Kenneth Jones is what county is that in what state again?
My assistant is checking, and we know he's in Nevada, and I think it's Eureka County, but she'll get back to me in just a minute.
Okay.
Tell me, and we'll have you get a hold of Kenneth Jones. What you probably ought to do, I don't want to give his number out over the air,
mm-hmm.
but you might want to call our office again. And my assistant will pick up the phone, and she can give you his phone number down there is his office.
Okay.
Or you could get it through information, too, either one you want to do.
All right.
But, also, talk to Dave Madison, tell him what's happened.
Oh, I definitely will call Dave.
Dave is a personal friend of mine, and he's a great, great guy. And tell him that somehow he's watched the video, but the guy needs to know that he's the one that has the power and the jurisdiction and not the county attorney to decide these type of matters there in your county.
Absolutely.
Good, Mike. Well, I don't hear my assistant getting back, so I tell you what, Mike, if you just call back in our office at Aid and Abet Police Military Newsletter.
Okay.
I have that number there. You called before, and just call Carol.
You know, I had one other question, Jack. My brother, just this last week, works for a company that does contracting, subcontracting out on a base, on an Air Force base,
yeah.
And he runs the mail stuff and the mail room. And they sent a notice of levy that isn't signed asking for 2/3 of his money out of his paycheck. And he's been working there for a long time. If they lose him, they're going to lose a heck of a good guy. But I told him it's not worth working if they're going to take 2/3 of your money. But they're trying to tell him, the IRS is trying to, the people at the company are trying to say that the IRS told him that he's working for the federal government, so therefore they can levy him and do all this stuff. And I said, no, he's a subcontractor. He doesn't work for the federal government. He works for this subcontractor that does work out on an Air Force base.
Yes, uh-huh. You're right.
And besides that, where's the IRS exempt? I mean, who exempted them from following the Constitution and giving him his due process of law?
Well, the courts have. The courts will back the IRS every way from Sunday. You know, they're totally corrupt.
Yes.
For this federalization of the whole United States, every town and every county.
Uh-huh.
So that's who's given them their power. They know they can do anything to you they want to, unless the sheriff knows his duties and powers and stops them. But they know that if you go to court, take them to court, the judges are just going to side with them.
Right. And the problem I have with this case is the fact that I've been able to do a lot of things around here locally, but when his company is located back in Virginia, and and you know, we brought up this, you know about this thing that happened January 25th with Schultz, right?
Bob Schultz?
Yeah. Have you heard that one yet?
I was just listening to Bob Schultz on a radio program today, and
it's awesome.
About it. What happened?
It's awesome. What happened is January 25th, he won this court case against the IRS, and it was the Second District Court of Appeals, and they said that he summonses, levies, everything must have a court order, must be accompanied with a federal court order. Well, how are they going to get a federal court order unless they state the statute that they're getting it under?
Well, that'll be very interesting, won't it?
Yeah, and so what they told him, his company told him, was they're not in the Second District. Well, that doesn't matter.
Yeah.
And the way I look at it, I'm not sure if this is the way it is, Jack, but if the Second District Court of Appeals rules that the IRS, in order to issue a summons or a notice of levy or anything like that, has to have a court order, if it's in the Second District Court of Appeals, unless some other district rules in a different way,
otherwise,
then it would go to the Supreme Court. Am I correct?
Yes, it would.
Okay.
Court of Appeals would. But that has great – it has complete power over – the whole United States, what that appeals court decided.
And it's giveme-liberty.org is where you can find this.
Okay, very good. Hey, Mike, thanks for calling in. And
thanks,
good luck,
Jack.
Call back and get Sheriff Kenneth Jones' number from Carol, okay? All right. Take care, Mike. Yeah. Very important, folks. The county sheriff is very important to all of our protection. So we'll be right back with more after this important break.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN network.
At 11:40 p.m. on April 14, 1912, while plowing recklessly through an ice field, the HMS Titanic collided with an iceberg. 2 hours later, she was resting on the bottom. Today, you are in a similar ship, the USS America. She, too, is plowing through history, promoting reckless fiscal and monetary policies amid tides of terrorism that threaten our security. And there is a storm brewing as if even nature was against us. Like the Titanic, we are on a course with a similar destiny. What are you going to do? Hop aboard a well-provisioned lifeboat with Ready Reserve Foods. Contact Ready Reserve Foods and ask how you can prepare your family with the basic survival needs. Call 1-800-453-2202 for great-tasting dehydrated foods that require no refrigeration and keep preserved for years. Call 1-800-453-2202 and stock your lifeboat.
Introducing the world's best air purifier. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does in cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Pet, cooking, cigarette, or even cigar smoke is no problem for this air purifier. It's so powerful, it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. There are no moving parts to break, no plates to clean, and no filters to replace. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Or visit the website now, www.aranair.us. That's www.aranair.us. Again, www.aranair.us.
Jack McLam back with you, and I have a message to Mike, if you're still listening out there, Mike. Sheriff Kenneth Jones is no longer sheriff in Eureka, Nevada. We just checked on it, and he's not sheriff any longer. But we have a man in Nye County, a sheriff in Nye County, Nevada, who, according to Wayne Hage and his wife, came to their defense against the federal government, and his name is Hold DeMeo, or is it Pat DeMeo? No, let's see. Oh, it's Tony DeMeo. That's right. Tony, last name DeMeo, and he's the sheriff of Nye County, and according to Wayne Hage, he's really been serving and protecting the people from federal agents that come in there to do their thing without proper due process and without proper paperwork and warrants and things like that. So that's just passing it on to you there, Mike. I hope you're picking me up. If not, when you call in to get Sheriff Kenneth Jones' number from Carol, I'm sure she'll tell you about what you missed on the radio here tonight. But anyway, folks, we put out a video here that Mike was talking about getting a copy for his sheriff, which he did. that explains all of this, that the county sheriff is the number one law enforcement person in the whole state. That's true, as protector of the people. Now, the state attorney general would say that he is or she is, but they're not. They protect the state from the people. But the county sheriff is your person to protect you from all enemies, all criminals, criminals in the street and criminals in government. And so county sheriff's very important. And as I say, be very, very careful when you vote for a sheriff. Try to get somebody from the community that has not been a government agent for their whole life, because they will serve you and protect you much better. They don't have to have law enforcement experience. They have a chief deputy they can hire, or probably one there already that has extensive law enforcement background. But the sheriff is the administrator, and the sheriff needs to know their powers, duties, and responsibilities and jurisdiction. And most of them, the only way they're going to find out is have our police and military association here send them out a copy of that video where sheriffs are talking to them, and they will learn what they should do and can do and have the power to do without calling the county attorney, who's a government agent in a black, he wants to be in a black robe one day. When he grows up, he wants to be a judge. And the county attorney is not going to tell the sheriff to stand up and confront the federal government. Oh, no, 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 no. County attorney is going to tell the sheriff to do anything he's told to do and go along to get along. And that does not protect the people in the county. Same with the attorney general. Attorney general is going to tell the sheriff to obey the state police, the feds, obey everybody. Just do what you're told, sheriff, and let the sheriff think that he has no powers and jurisdiction mandate from the people to protect them. And of course, that's all the sheriff is. They're mandated by the voting in of the people into that office to protect the people from all enemies and from all criminals. Enough said about that. Enough said. Oh, let's tell you how to get a copy of the video. That's what we ought to do. If you have a sheriff in your county that doesn't know that they can stand up and say no to the federal government coming into their county or state police coming in, throwing their weight around, they like to do that. And if the county sheriff just thinks he's a process server and he just serves process and then he does what he's told by those in law enforcement, he's not or she's not upholding their duty to protect the people in the county. So they need to have a copy of our video on sheriff's duties and responsibilities and jurisdiction. And I think, Carol, I think that's $28. Send in $28, and what you do is you get two videos, one for yourself and one for the sheriff. And why that's important is you need to view the video, but we will send directly to the sheriff a letter from our police and military association here, from law enforcement people to law enforcement people, in other words, on the importance of the sheriff watching this video and upholding their oath and their jurisdiction. And so you can't beat that, folks. Law enforcement talking to law enforcement. So our police association here will send a personal letter to your sheriff, like Kenneth Jones, Tony DeMeo, or whoever it might be, whoever your sheriff is, and tell them that they need to watch this video. And, of course, then we send a copy to you. And you can't beat that for $28. That's what would it be? Two videos divided into 28, that's about $14 each. So get a hold of us here at Aid and Abet Police Military Newsletter, folks. And you can write to us at HC, that's like Hotel Charlie 11, Box 357, Kamiah, K-A-M-I-A-H, Idaho, 83536. That's Kamiah, I'll start at the beginning. Just send your letter out to Aid and Abet, and you can easily do that by just putting a capital A, the little and squiggly sign, and another capital A. So your envelope will say A and A, and it'll get here, believe me, because you're sending it to HC, like Hotel Charlie, 11, Box 357, Kamiah, K-A-M-I-A-H, Idaho, 8-3-5-3-6 and get that sheriff back on the side of the people, folks, because they are being beat up real good by the county attorneys and by many times the county supervisors and the federal government telling them to just go along to get along, get out of the way, and let us come in and do what we want in the county. And when the sheriff does that, usually they get in trouble. They truly do. We don't have to talk about the big cases like the sheriff that turned over his county to the federal government, and they went up and executed some people at the Weaver home. Remember little Sammy Weaver that they executed by shooting his little boy in the back as he was running for home and shot Randy Weaver's wife, Vicki Weaver, in the face while she was holding her little baby and killed her instantly, and shot Kevin Harris there at the home, almost killed him, their adopted son, shot Randy Weaver. And Colonel Bo and I were there and handled the negotiations for the FBI. And the Lord Jesus Christ opened the door and brought the remaining living members of the Weaver family out into our arms before the government killed them, which they planned to do, by the way. And so we don't need to talk about those cases like the Holocaust the government caused at Waco. But there's small things, too. There's small things like the feds coming in and without due process, taking homes and businesses and just wreaking havoc over the people's lives. They do this all the time. They don't have the proper paperwork. The agents will sign these warrants and seizure notices themselves instead of having a magistrate sign them that the Constitution demands. So your sheriff needs to know about these things. He is the protector of the people. You hired him to do so. And if they don't do it, you need to vote them out. So get a hold of us. We'll send these videos out to you and the sheriff and a personal letter from our law enforcement people here. All right, folks. Paul, did you say something? Bill? Dylan. Okay, we've got Dylan in Texas on the line. Dylan, come on down here. My friend, how are you today?
Doing a great job.
Thank you so much.
I wanted to ask you to explain something. We've got laws imprinted on our hearts as human beings. Any healthily functioning human being will have certain laws imprinted on their hearts, such as Ten Commandments. Yeah. And then we've got laws governing governments created by man, such as in the Bill of Rights.
Yes.
And then we've got procedures of law, like at a crime scene, you're not supposed to tamper with the evidence. And we all know that the government is claiming to take away the restrictions that it has in the Bill of Rights, which is actually restrictions on government and others,
yes,
protecting the people. In the name of such things as 9/11 and terrorism, when at such scenes, crime scenes such as 9/11 or an Oklahoma City bombing, they completely tampered with the evidence, confiscated the evidence, and no proper investigation to be performed. Could you explain something about what is a Ten Commandments or Bill of Particulars pertaining law enforcement, and just a basics of what someone can look for? What are good qualities in a sheriff? Obviously, they support the Bill of Rights, but what are just a few points, like bad sheriff or good sheriff? Can you name a few? And I'll listen off here.
Well, your problem is, Dylan, is that on the campaign trail, those candidates are going to tell you what you want to hear. It's sad, but most of the time that's what happens, so you need to do more than just ask them questions. Now, it is a good sign. It should tell you something. When our sheriff here was running for office and he came to our political meeting one night and somebody asked him what he felt about the Second Amendment and he didn't know what it was. That should tell you something. But he's our current sheriff now who... sadly, he started taking federal grants now, and this makes him beholden to the federal government, and it's very sad when that starts happening. But anyway, Dylan, to ask questions is a good way. You know, if you have them at political meetings and they're coming in to ask questions, you know, and does a little speech on the campaign trail, you need to think of some questions. The Second Amendment's a good one to talk about. Ask them about that part in the Bill of Rights where it says that that warrants and things like that have to be signed by a magistrate. Would he accept warrants signed by the agents themselves, which is totally unconstitutional and unlawful for them to do that, but they do it all the time. And so those are the kind of questions you need to ask, and try to look into the background of the people running, and if you can, mention to them the problem with a guy that has a long, beautiful resume of years and years in law enforcement running for sheriff. Do they understand the difference between being a police officer or a DEA agent or an FBI agent where they just do what they're told or they get out and they go find another job, and a person that is sworn to protect the people, their rights, like a sheriff is? The sheriff is supposed to work for the people, not the federal government, not the state government, not the city police. They're the ones who have the beautiful resumes that the people all swoon over and vote into office as the sheriff. And most of these guys can't get it out of their blood that when their buddies come to town in the FBI or the state police or this or that agency, that their buddies will schmooze with them and they'll let them do anything they want to in the county. So I suggest that you grill a person like that who has a long resume of law enforcement experience to see if they can switch from a protector of the system, like law enforcement people do today. They're sworn that we work to protect the system from the people. And can they switch over and become protectors of the people, and if necessary, from the very system that's out of whack? And so those kind of questions, Dylan, are the ones I would ask. And then be very cautious of voting for a person with a long resume of being a government employee, because so many times they can't get it out of their blood and they're going to continue to be a government employee and not a protector of the people. Okay, thanks, Dylan, for the call. Let's go to who is it, Paul, on the line? Megan in Pennsylvania. Megan, welcome to the Officer Jack McLamb program.
Thanks, Officer McLamb. Can you hear me on this phone okay?
I can hear you very well.
Okay, here's my question, and I'll keep it short maybe, or maybe I'll ask you more. Does your video explain to the sheriff, and maybe I don't know as much about it as I should know, that the importance of posse comitatus?
No, it doesn't get into that.
Okay.
I'll tell you, we can certainly get that material from our office here, because I've got a whole file here on posse comitatus, to any sheriff that would need that information.
Okay.
And also, you too can pull it up on the web. I've got... there's all kinds of things. If you just put in posse comitatus, push the search button, you're going to come up with just all kinds of good information from government, from very nice speeches given by congressmen and everything on the importance of the posse comitatus and not merging the police with the posse, with the military and all those things.
Right.
So there's just a lot of information out there on that subject. Matter of fact, Craig Roberts, Colonel Craig Roberts, has a very good article just come out on his website, and he's at riflewarrior.com, www.riflewarrior.com, talking about using the Army on the borders of America and that it's not a violation of posse comitatus. So there's a lot of talk today about it on the web because, of course, Lord Bush is going to be merging the military into law enforcement and guarding us here in America, especially after this next terrorist attack they have planned.
Absolutely.
They're going to bring the military right in because the people are going to demand it, just like they did during the riots in L.A. That was a test of the federal government, the state government, and they caused those riots on purpose to see if the American people would allow the Marines on the street, and they allowed 2,000 Marines on the streets within hours. And the only thing the public said about it was, why didn't they get here sooner? So they found out that the people, when they're fearful enough, will allow the violation of posse comitatus, which for those listeners that don't know what it is, it means you can't use the military internally on the American people, you know?
Right.
So, yeah, that's the best thing to do, Megan, is go to the web and just pull down all the information you want. Some very powerful people have given speeches, powerful leaders, on the importance of posse comitatus.
Okay. Well, can I just say a little bit more?
Yes, please.
Okay. Well, the reason I was asking about this is, although I right now live in Pennsylvania, my husband is from Missouri, and we've been thinking about moving back there, and I hear the music.
Yeah, Megan, hold on, and we'll catch you after the break, okay?
Okay.
All right, folks. Well, we're wrapping it up, folks, after this break. We have a few minutes left. Megan's on with us. We'll be back and get into her other question there.
Flood your body with oxygen. Now, why would anyone want to flood their body with oxygen? Obviously, our bodies love and need oxygen. If most disease-causing microbes can't live in active oxygen, and you safely increased your tissue and fluid oxygen levels, just like you were taking a supplement, what would happen? Hi, I'm Mr. Oxygen, Ed McCabe, and I wrote a big book about all known ways to supplement oxygen in the body. It's called Flood Your Body with Oxygen, Therapy for Our Polluted World. Get the details at OxygenHealth.com. OxygenHealth.com. You can get Flood Your Body with Oxygen at your local bookstore or order it by calling 800-247-6553. That's 800-247-6553. Thanks, and happy oxygen.
For over 5,000 years, gold has been the only true money in this world, and Republic Broadcasting has found the company you need to protect yourself against financial insecurity.
Ladies and gentlemen, John Stadtmiller here, and yes, I did find the company you need to protect yourself against financial insecurity. With the help of my good friend Robbie Noel, we've started Republic Trading Group, a company dedicated to serving RBN listeners with the best service available.
That's right, John. For the first time, Republic listeners can now buy with confidence. By eliminating the middleman and working with one of the oldest and most respected distributors of numismatic coins in the United States, we can now guarantee that within 24 hours of cleared funds, you will receive a tracking number so you can see exactly when your order arrives. It's that easy. No fuss, no hassle.
For more information, call 1-800-691-7898. 1-800-691-7898.
Available from the Republic Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting.
Now you have the time to review every spoken word
on any RBN program
by ordering CDs of any broadcast in either standard audio or MP3 format. Audio CDs are just $10 per hour.
$15 for 2 hours.
And $7 when you order 3 or more hours. An entire month of your favorite broadcaster in MP3 format for just $20. So order right, Republic Broadcasting. 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. That address again is Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or for more information, call 1-800-724-2719.
And on the web at rbnlive.com.
Order your CDs today because you can handle the truth.
I was supposed to give out this information tonight. Hang on there, Megan, if you will. Let me just say, folks, this weekend, Saturday, I'll be in McQueenie, Texas, west of Seguin, it says here, and I'll be speaking at the We the People meeting, and it'll be opening at 2 p.m. at the Silver Eagle Tap House there in McQueenie, and then on, what'd you say? Near Seguin, I was told by Paul, okay? And then on Sunday, February 20th, I'll be at the Fajita Warehouse and it's on Highway 620 in Austin, Texas, and that'll start at 1 p.m., and I'll be pleased to finally meet J.R. John Moore, Green Beret. He'll be speaking on law and the New World Order, and I'll be speaking on martial law in America. So hope to see you there. Let's go back to Megan now. Megan, go right ahead. What were you saying?
I'm investigating moving into an area in Missouri in Pulaski County there, and
yes.
I saw an article looking at the local newspapers online yesterday, and they're talking about this particular private contractor working with the fort there, Fort Leonard Wood, and working with the communities around Fort Leonard Wood to increase awareness about terrorism and helping people to become aware so that they can tell the police when they see something that's suspicious, and insinuating that, you know, it's not the Muslim terrorists we need to be worried about. It's the homegrown folks here that we need to be worried about. It was a really disturbing article.
Sure.
And my husband knows the actually knows the man who's sheriff now in that county. So I started hearing about this, your video, and I thought, well, we need to send him and the commissioners this video.
Oh, yes. The commissioners need to have it, too, because if the sheriff starts acting on this,
mm-hmm.
the commissioners can go crazy thinking he's gone off the deep end.
Right.
And also, if the sheriff won't do it, many times the county commissioners, if they see the video, mm-hmm. they'll ask the sheriff, why isn't he standing up and protecting the people?
Right. And we also know one of the county commissioners, so maybe that would be helpful, because
Very helpful. I
think they don't know what the can of worms that they're getting into when the neighbor calls about neighbor because neighbor goes to the wrong church or homeschools their
That's
kids
right.
or something like that. So
all kind of vendettas. That's
yep,
right.
Yep, exactly.
Vendetta.
Well, you have a great
show.
It's our first time listening. So
well, thanks, Megan.
Thank
Lord
you
bless
very much,
and
sir.
Call back again, okay?
We sure will.
Right, very good. Let's go to Bill in Kamei real quick. Bill, we just have a minute.
Okay, I don't need much. I just briefly, I was the one that talked to you here a couple months back, saying I was on the Phoenix PD and we were in the military at the same time.
Oh yes, Bill, yes.
And I told you I was moving up here.
Well, wonderful, Bill.
Well,
here.
I am up here.
Well, very good. You have to give me a call, man.
What number do I call you at?
Well,
I tried the one in the phone book. It don't work.
It doesn't work?
No.
Really? Look up in the phone book, I just saw it today, Police and Military Against the New World Order. Police and Military Against the New World Order. Just call the information, they'll give it to you, and you'll get a hold of me. Or you can ask information for Jack McLam, too, and they'll give you a number.
Not a problem.
Okay,
no,
Bill. Well, welcome to Idaho,
yeah.
Old Phoenix cop, Bill. We got a lot to talk about.
Yes, we do, and I'll try and get a hold of you and make an arrangement to meet
you. Very good,
somewhere.
Bill. Lord bless you now. Thanks a lot.
All right. Have a good day.
Thanks.
Bye.
Well, that's it for tonight, folks. Doggone it. It's just too short. I was going to get into some news with you tonight, but I think we'll have open lines tomorrow night. I think I will do that just because we didn't get to a lot of things tonight. And you just have a great evening, and don't forget this old cop truly does love you, America. I truly do. Good night now.
The Berkeleit's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleit, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleit is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleit, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Because you can handle the truth.